Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah!
of the potter's house. Renewing your mind. Ministry. International.
Hallelujah.
Our motto is where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Thank you. I submit to you on today that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
At this time, we'll have the housekeeping suggestions by Pastor Peter Spirit.
Good evening and welcome all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. To everybody, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Take out a composition notebook, your highlighter, the ink pen, a pencil. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. To 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Hallelujah. Every morning, hallelujah, we start the day off 7 o'clock, praise and worship. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah. God will orchestrate your whole day. You giving him the first of it in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then at 7, we have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Then every Tuesday, 7 p.m., hallelujah, is Bible study. Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. You should also have on your calendars, hallelujah, The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:15 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. And Sundays at 3 p.m., yes, 3 p.m. in the afternoon is our International Victory Miracle Service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to invite someone to listen with you. If you're unable to make it out to service, we have a live service. But if you're unable to make it out, hallelujah, to 3007 Iona Terrace side entrance, hallelujah, then feel free to listen and ask someone else to join you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a wonderful time in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Yes. We have a new cash app. Hallelujah. And it's $TPH2023. Hallelujah. And don't forget to look at our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. And sow a seed. Hallelujah there. Sow a seed according to the size of the harvest you want God to bring in for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a date we want to keep in mind. Hallelujah. And it's September 30th. We're having praise in the park. Hallelujah. 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. We will be having praise in the park. Hallelujah. We'll be having hallelujah, praise and worship, fishing and fun. Hallelujah. Table games. Hallelujah. Having a wonderful time in the Lord. So come out one and all. We desire, hallelujah, that you call 410-444-5152 to register. Let us know how many people is in your party that's coming. Hallelujah. So we have enough food to cover everybody. Hallelujah. There's also fishing. You must bring your own reel and rod and your own bait. Hallelujah. And it is okay for the saints of God to have fun. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So keep that in that date in mind. Hallelujah. We don't forget, first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. The first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, where the children are under the direction of Elder K.B. Stevenson and learning the Word of God. First of all, that third Sunday, we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation with a gift and a card. Yes, we honor their life too. And on that fourth Sunday, hallelujah, the young people are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And they always pass out a keepsake with the Word of God on it.
Hallelujah.
That fourth Sunday of the month is also when a visiting minister comes in to break the Word of Life to us. Hallelujah. And Pastor Theodis Lee is our guest speaker for the month of September. Yes, Pastor Theodis Lee of Essex, Maryland will be bringing the Word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, and after a spiritual meal, we have a natural meal, a free fellowship dinner. So come out, bring a guest with you, bring somebody else with you, not just to hear the Word of God, but to have dinner with us. Hallelujah. If you aren't able to stay, we'll pack it for you to go. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new church, our new building, our beautiful edifice and beautiful dining hall and kitchen and classrooms and offices. We thank God for what he has done. Hallelujah. We thank God for the done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the beautiful washing shower stations in northeast, south, and west Baltimore City that the homeless is able to use. Hallelujah. We thank God for adding on to the church and its ministry through the homeless, hallelujah, department. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the new offices and child care room. It has its own private entrance. Hallelujah. Can't you see it? Thank you, Jesus, for the new classrooms and all that God has blessed us with. We just thank God for he is doing a mighty work. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he has done. Hallelujah. Keep abreast of us. We will let you know the move-in date is. Get your shouting shoes ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And I want to take this time to thank all of you out there in Radio Land who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And put the icing on the cake, tell them that God loves them too. Hallelujah. So we thank you for joining us in that crusade. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tommy Owens and family.
Hallelujah. Carla Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby and family. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Allen Robin, Cam Bobbin family.
Corey Johnson, David Crudo, Mr. Norman.
Kelly Alina, Tiffany, Jane Amani. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Charles, Dominic Ennis.
Stuart Brett, Sally Lundy and family. Hallelujah. Shirley Michelle, Marvin, James Kelly and family.
Curtis.
Raymond Banks and family.
And Ariana. Trayvion. Akeem Emanuel.
Elwood Ernest, David Geneva and family. Cousin Thomas, that's what Pumpkin and family. Hallelujah. Deanna Ruin family. Angela Ruin.
Clarence.
Patty Collins and family. Hallelujah.
David Downs. George Downs. Clarence Downs.
Hallelujah. All our
Vincent Downs.
Hallelujah.
Linda Lay.
Elwood Ernest Davis, Geneva and family.
Johnson.
That's the Pumpkin and family. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. And come that kingdom be done, that will I
see.
From the
Chelsea.
Hallelujah. Come that kingdom be done, that will life for Elder Cubian family. Hallelujah. 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 Evangelist Lorraine Gavlin. Evangelist Julian family. Jennifer and family.
Spencer. Charity McNeil.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Great to keep us out, God. Hallelujah. Great to see you. Andrew
Stephen Spencer and
family. Hallelujah. Glory
Carol
God.
King.
Lorenzo Bedford and family. Sheila Bedford and family.
Brown.
Alvin Brown. Robin Rudolph Green and family.
Leah Carr.
And family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Brown.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Lindsay and family. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Andy Hurd. Hallelujah. Richard Larry Summers.
Ronald Roslyn.
Mr. Bart King's family. Mr. Munro Thomas' family. Mr. Waters' family. Mr. Vernon McBride's family. Mr. Marcia Abrams' family.
Mr. Sharon. Harry
Robinson and family. Hallelujah. Dr. Helene Russell and family. Dr. Karen
Tipper.
Dr. Audrey Thompson and family. Dr. Nancy McKnight.
Esther.
Mr. Mack and family. Hallelujah. Dr.
Somerville.
Baxter and family. Dr. Lynette Brown and family. Helen Dupree and family, hallelujah, glory to God. We didn't fuck out yet, we didn't fuck out yet. We didn't fuck out yet, we didn't fuck out yet. Oh, bless the name of God. Yes, we didn't fuck out yet. Adrian Patton family, Grant Orange and family, Brother Harry Warsaw and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Gary Don Wilson and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Cheryl Williams and family, Sheila Williams and family. Brenda Williams and family, Brenda Merritt and family, Thomas and Thea Finney and family, Corinthia Johnson and family, Sonia Johnson and family, Sonia Journey and family, Rocha Vidya, Janelle McCoy and family, Anthony Jennings and family, Elder Renault Lucar and family, Ella Bazetta Carey and family, Elder Lester and family, Tika Dale and family, Tika Leroy Calvi and family, hallelujah, glory to God, what do you think?
First Lady Darlene. Hallelujah.
Family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Marvin and family. Russell Navadon and family. Hallelujah. Milton Russell and family. Hallelujah. Milton Whaley and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. James Worthy and family. Al Lowry and family. Michael Irvin and family. Dr. Battle and family. Avis Moran and family. Norman Nevins and family. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street and family. Pastor Tom Swin and family. Pastor Jason Roseburn and family.
Hallelujah. First Lady Roslyn. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine and Jolie Lee and family. Sister Robin Stewart and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tony Jordan and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Paul Wooten and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Cornelius James and family, hallelujah. Pastor Cornelius James and family. Pastor Mary Hanley and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Arnold Henry and family, glory to my check out here. Hallelujah. Dexter and family, above all, Cordia. DeAndre and family, above all, Cordia. Zidi and family, Jesse and the family, buddy, if I go check in here by you. Joy Barnes and family, you have a little bit of a kid here. Fresh of a chick in here about that came money, that came here. So go to my chick in and another in the box. I'll go away chick in and I'll buy you the day. So, Apostle Hayden and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Keep up for Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Put it in your book, thank you, hallelujah, we bless your name, oh God. Father God, we don't know what we can pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and make that accessible for us. Romans 8:26. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Yada Yete, Ruth, Mikate, No, Sabinete, Sula, Bete, Beverly Davis and family. Yabri, Yete, Gary Don Wilson and family. Another Gary and family. Minister Gary Cleveland and family. Rakim and family. What are you going for here? 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 What are Sherry Whitley and family, hallelujah. Put it in Elder Minister Miles and family, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify your name today, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
children that's listening. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
Hallelujah.
To listen. Hallelujah. To Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. And I want to take every opportunity that I have to encourage you, because you are special too. You are special in the eyesight of God too. Hallelujah. Don't you know you are so special that no one else in the world has your fingerprints? You are so special. No one else in the world has. Don't you know when you were born, they put your footprint on your on a record? You are special. Hallelujah. And you're so special to God that when you pray, God hears your prayers. He doesn't get your voice mixed up with anybody else's. Hallelujah. Your voice has a print to God, to God's ear, just like a fingerprint. It's different. Your voice has a different print to God's ear, too. So God is not going to get your voice mixed up with anybody else's. When you pray, he hears your prayers. When you ask him for something certain, he hears that. Hallelujah. And he doesn't dismiss it. He doesn't say, oh, child, go somewhere and sit down. You're just too busy. You're just doing too much. No, God hears your prayers. He hears, and he knows the desires of your heart. He does. He knows the desires of your heart, and you are special to him. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. So therefore, no one has eyes like you. No one has hands like you. No one has ears like you. No one has feet like you. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. That's why when, as soon as we know to offer these things up to God, we have to do that. Because we want God to be pleasing in all that we do, all that we say, all that we hear, all that we touch. We want God to be pleased with everything we do and say, because he didn't get all of these things make up the body, makes up our body, and our body belongs to him. So therefore, we want to honor him. 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, you are bought with a price. We are special in the eyesight of God, and we don't want him to be displeased with anything we say, anything we do. We want him to be happy with us. You don't want to get God mad. You may not mind anybody else being upset with you, but you don't want Jesus upset with you. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Hallelujah.
And the 19th verse says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? So therefore, watch your eyes what they see. Watch your eyes what they see. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your eyes what they see. Watch your ears what they hear. Watch your ears what they hear. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your ears what they hear. Watch your mouth what it says. Watch your mouth what it says. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your mouth what it says. Watch your hands what they do and what they touch. Watch your hands what they touch. There's a Savior up above looking down in tender love. Watch your hands what they touch. Your hands ain't got no business rolling no joints. Your fingers ain't got no business touching weed, okay? I don't care what everybody else is doing. I don't care what your friend's doing. I don't care how legal they may say it is, okay? Your hands and your fingers and your lips belong to Jesus. Your fingers don't have any business rolling no joints. Your hands don't have any business holding no weed for your friends or for you, or even for yourself. Okay, if there's a sickness or illness you have, and a doctor has told you, we will handle this. Tell your mama, take you to church, and ask the elders to pray for you. Okay,
go ahead.
And Jesus will heal the sick. Okay, yeah. The prayer of righteousness will heal the sick. Okay, watch your ears what they hear. I know it's a whole lot of junk and garbage on the that comes over the airways, that all types of music your friends listen to, and even these games that you may play, Mortal Kombat, and this and that. No, baby, you don't want everything going in your spirit. You don't want your eyes seeing everything, because what they see is going to go down in your spirit. You don't want everything down there. Because when you go to praise God, when you close your eyes to pray to the Lord, to ask God for certain things that you may need, you don't want to see Mortal Kombat, the guns shooting off and killing people and blood splashing up on the screen. You don't want all that stuff in your spirit. You don't want that stuff, all that stuff in your mind. Okay, there are games, peaceful games up there that you can play, and it's all right to play those games. It's games up there that you can play. I'm not talking about the shooting up games. No. Don't play those games. There are games that you can play out there that will not torment you and you see when your eyes close and cause you to be able to have nightmares and stuff at night, cause you to toss and turn and have bad dreams. Okay? There are games out there that's peaceful. Hallelujah. There is music out there that is okay do line dancing to. There's music out there that's okay for you to hear, for good words that you can learn, not the cursing words. You don't want all that stuff in your spirit. No. So therefore, since we are brought with a price and these bodies belong to the Lord, it's a temple of the Holy Ghost. You can't put any and everything in it. When someone, and you may have relatives that has been enlisted in the Army, when they have on that Army uniform, because that Army uniform was issued to them by the government, they belong to the government when they have, they belong to the Army when they have that uniform on. They can't do any of that. They can't carry no whiskey bottle in their hand. They can't lean up against the building. They can't cause fights and be drug out the bar, thrown out the bus. They have to carry themselves in a certain way, in a certain manner, when they have that government uniform on. Don't you know, we are owned by the Lord. We have to carry ourselves a certain way because we are owned by Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We can't be heard using colorful curse words. No, we can't be seen walking down the street with the bad gang. Every time you see your friends, they holding up a building. They got their hands up against the building because a police officer frisking them because they're coming out of a store. They've been shoplifting or something like that. No, we are brought with a price. We belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. That means our eyes belong to him, our hands, our nose, our feet. We have to watch even where we go. Hallelujah. Your friends going somewhere that's not right, that's wrong, that's illegal. They run into mischief. They run into draw blood. They run to beat somebody up. You say, I got to go somewhere. I'll see y'all later. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Sometimes you have to withdraw yourself away from the people that you may call friends, but they ain't really your friends. Now if they're trying to get you to do something wrong. And God will see me. God will give you new friends. God will give you friends that have a heart after him. Hallelujah. And friends that have a heart just like you. So God bless you. Be encouraged to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no good thing that you can ask God that he won't give you. He'll give you good friends. He'll give you, if you want employment, he'll give you that. If you want a way to earn honest money, he'll give you that too. God will give you the desires of your heart. Just let God know what's in your heart. He already knows what's there, but he wants to hear you ask for what you want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He wants to hear you say, Lord Jesus, I need such and such. I would like to have this. I would like to have that. And watch God give it to you.
Hallelujah.
You do all you know to live for him. This ain't no one-way street, okay? You live for him all you know, and you be right in his ear saying your prayers at night, walking with him in the daytime, talking. So therefore, when you ask him for something, he just drops it down just like, boom, there it is. Okay? You be on a first-name basis with him, and he'll be on a first-name basis with you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. We love you, too. Betty Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening. To them that believe. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me.
Your body broken.
Let's eat together.
In remembrance,
thank you, Lord,
of you
for our healing already, Lord.
We take this cup.
Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. But Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. Likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, bring me in remembrance that we may plead together and that you may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishrite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every next day. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every next thing. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to the breaks, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembowels, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family's daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans chapter 4:17. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated
by anything in this life.
We're kingdom citizens.
We're fivefold ministry gifts.
We're brilliant.
We're awesome. We're amazing.
Intelligent.
We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name.
Now unto him who gave
us. Keep us from falling.
If it's in a faultless
before his presence is great. For his seed and
glory. He's the only wise God, our Savior.
The glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
In Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Pastor
Peaches. Hallelujah. Yes, Pastor.
You still there?
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just need to ask you one more question.
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Was used alcoholic, co-earner, you're earning what somebody else is earning. Co-worker.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase used in the 1640s in England. And a lot of things were happening in the 1640s in England. The English Civil War. They beheaded the king at that time, Charles I. Charles II, I guess it was his son, he ran to France. He stayed there until he got enough forces to come back and take over the throne. The momentous things that happened in the 1640s in England have been long-lasting. There's still a throne in England. And we still utilize the word co-worker. Is that right?
Amen. Still use it.
It stood the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. One of the things that we say about being a co-worker is that we want us as workers in the kingdom to develop a culture of excellence. We want to really show up and show off for the Lord. And there are five steps, and we talked about this, to developing a culture of excellence. The first one, we talked about that Sunday, was wake up. And we needed to add and wake up and dream. Wake up and deal with your vision. Set what you're going to do, the vision that you have for your day, for your life, for the week, for the month. Set up your vision. Wake up. The next one, stand up. The next one is show up. The next one is step up. And the last one is think up. So there are five steps to developing a culture of excellence in your life, in your home, in your business. Wake up, stand up, show up, step up, and think up. This is part two of that teaching, and we're going to talk about stand up. Pastor Peaches, you have some scriptures. Can you read the address of scriptures?
Yes, 2 Timothy 2:14-19, Ephesians 5:25-26, Ephesians 6:13-14, Isaiah 61:3, Ephesians 6:10-20.
Hallelujah. Is that all?
For right now.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. After you wake up, there are certain things that you do. You're going to wash up, you know. And then you're going to put on your clothes. So when you stand up, you got to get up. You stand up, you're going to wash up. And we talk about co-workers in the kingdom, so we're going to wash ourselves with the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't start your day without the word of God, y'all.
Amen. Yes.
Glory to God. There are three things I want you to understand. When you wash up, you use something to help to get the dirt off of you. Is that right?
We hope, yes.
The water is good, but you use something else.
Some soap.
And we're going to talk about three things. Faith, foolishness, or presumption. Faith, foolishness, or presumption. Now, the Bible says the just shall live by
faith.
Glory to God. That's Romans 1:17b. It just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:11b. I guess there are some extra scriptures here. That's what you wash yourself with. That's what you cover yourself with. You know how you suds up and stuff? You cover yourself with faith. Foolishness, you'll cover yourself with that. Foolishness in the spirit is you cover yourself with hurt, habits, or hang-ups and expect to be victorious in your day. That's foolishness. Talking about bad habits. And hang-ups impede your day. It's foolish to think that you can be dirty and go out here in the world and make a difference and be excellent. That's foolish.
Mm.
That's foolish to think that you can go out in the public, you can go out in the kingdom and be dirty. Foolishness, unrepented sin, and expect to do something for the Lord. That's foolish.
Mm-mm-mm.
Then you got presumption. You throw a little water on your face, you say, I'm ready now.
Mm-mm-mm.
You ain't ready. That's presumption. I heard God say something in my life. God will talk to anybody if they have the ear to listen.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're the bishop or the preacher or pastor or prophet or anything. God just spoke a word to you. He probably told you to repent.
Mm-hmm. First of all,
you presume too much. That's vain. You know what vain is? Vain is thinking you're all that, and when they look in your bag of chips, they open the bag of chips, there ain't no chips in there.
Mm-mm.
It's a bag of wind.
Mm.
Ain't got nothing to you.
Mm.
And this is before you got up and you gotten out the house. This is before you even put your clothes on yet. You got to wash up. You wash up with the word of God. Not foolishness or presumption, but with the word of God, with faith. Hallelujah. Give me the praise scripture because I got to get the ball up here.
2 Timothy 2:14-19.
Okay, give me just 15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth.
Stop right there, please. You are a worker. In 1640 England, they said co-worker. Because we're part of the body, is that right?
Yes.
We're part of the body, Ephesians 4:4. We're part of the body. So we are co-workers. You ain't working with nobody. You a lone ranger, a lone stranger. You must not be part of the body. You are dealing with either foolishness or presumption.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun.
I can hear the William Tell overture.
Yep.
Or the William Tell overture. I don't know. But anyway, it's something like that. The lone ranger. A co-worker. What is a co-worker? Someone working with you.
Amen.
So you don't woke up and then you stood up, you stand up and you get yourself together. Okay, shake it, one of that. Get yourself together. So you wash yourself with the word. Okay. In other words, you stay in the word, not in your opinion. Because your opinion is 50 cents. You heard me say this many times. Won't even buy a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You go to McDonald's, you think you're going to buy a cup of coffee for 50 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got a coupon. I don't know. But you've got to have faith. Faith is good. It's your feel for the future. You're getting ready to step out into your future. Do you know that? Before you wake up, you stand up, you're getting ready to step into your future. You better have some faith.
Amen.
I'm not talking about foolishness or presumption to think you got it and you ain't got it. My goodness. That's just like going out in a battle and you got the biggest gun in the world and got no bullets. I think you might lose that battle. Amen?
Amen.
You go, you got this. I got me a big cannon. Ain't got no shells for your cannon. I think you might lose.
For real.
You get on one of those, you remember the merry-go-round? You know, where you get on a horse?
Mm-hmm.
You go into battle, you're on a merry-go-round horse. And you're going to try to go towards the enemy? That horse ain't going nowhere. It ain't alive. You're presuming so. It looked like a horse. It's shaped like a horse. But it ain't alive, y'all. Look, stand up. Papa keep shit, kid, of that. God, wash yourself with the word.
Amen.
God, release yourself. Don't be presumptuous or foolish out here. Well, yeah, buddy. Give me another scripture. I got to go on.
Ephesians 5:25-26.
Say.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Stop there. The part I want you to see is Jesus washed the body with the word. You got to make sure you're washing your body, your spiritual body, with the word of God, not the word of Joyce or Jane, not the word of Kenneth or Kevin, not even the word of Earl. Earl's word ain't going to save you. God's word, Jesus' word, that's what's going to save you, y'all. So you don't took your bath and washed up. Chris, I caught up, Hallelujah. Go, give me another scripture. Because we got
Ephesians 6:13-14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Stop right there. After we finish washing up, what you do when you after you finish washing up? You put on what?
You put on your clothes. You get dressed.
You're going out to battle? Stand up. Put on your a part of your, what do you say? Put on part of the armor. What's that say?
Whole armor.
Put on some of your armor? What is it?
Whole armor of God.
It doesn't say put on the whole armor of self, emotions and feelings.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Put on the whole armor of what?
Armor of God.
Why are we going to do that? Go ahead and read.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins.
Okay, stop right there. Talk about standing. Having done all, you're going to stand. You can still standing. Remember that Energizer Bunny? He'd be knocked over, knocked down all of that. He'd get back up and still go.
Yep.
He gets a licking and keep on ticking. He's still standing. Excellent desires command you to stand in faith, to stand in the word of God, not in your feelings or your emotions, because they're foolishness and presumption if you don't stand on the word. Come on now. Go ahead, finish that.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
You've got to stand with truth. So look, all of it, we're going to talk about the whole armor in a little bit. But you got to put it all on. Remind Victoria. In 1837, a story came out, The Emperor's New Clothes. You remember that from grade school, don't you, Pastor Peters?
That was before my...
But, Oh, just for your time. Some slicks the soul. Emperor. Invisible clothes.
Mm.
And so he put them on and went parading. He put on what he thought was invisible clothes. He couldn't feel them, but the man said that was invisible. And he paid the man. This is a fairy tale. But he paid the man. He went out in a parade, and he was in his long handles, long johns, or what?
Mm-mm-mm.
And one little child said, because everybody was saying, he ain't got no clothes on, but they wouldn't say it, because the king said, cut off the head, they cut off it. But one little child, that's why that would say, I'm going to leave Isaiah 11:6, a little child to lead.
To lead, amen.
I said, the king doesn't have any clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all walking out there going to battle and you ain't got no clothes on. What's wrong with you? Are you crazy?
Yep.
You're going to war without clothes on? Are you not stood up?
Mm.
You can like go out your door and you got invisible clothes on.
Sound crazy?
I know, sound kind of crazy. I remember this one lady running up and down Green Man Avenue talking about, you got to be saved, you got to be saved. Turn your life over to Jesus. And she was naked as the day she came into this world.
Bless her heart.
This is real. I can tell you who it is. I knew the lady. Nobody that you know. But she did that. She had no clothes on. And some of y'all are naked as a jaybird spiritually. And you're going to go out and battle, because it's a battle every day. Put on your clothes. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise with a spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Put on a garment of praise, y'all. You go out the house, you got some praise going on in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 22:3, he inhabits the praise of his people. You want God going with you when you go out your front door. Is that right, y'all?
For real, yes, indeed.
The way they're shooting the stuff, Pastor Peace is talking in Children's Corner. Everybody's practicing how to kill people in these games. And so they go out and they really do it, because their mind is not all there. These children's mind. That's why you get a lot of killings. A lot of the killings are children that are under 25. Because the brain is not fully developed until you get age 25 or 30. So they seeing, they're practicing killing people. So they go out there and shoot, think the people going to get back up. They ain't getting back up. You done shot them in holes.
That's right.
4, 5, 6 times. They ain't getting back. It's not a cartoon. It's not a game. So, y'all, when y'all stand up, make sure you got all your armor on. Make sure you got the garment of praise. So when you go out to battle, you're going to have the victory.
Because,
See, when you put on the garment of praise, you put on a whole armor of God, you in Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, hallelujah. God always causes us to triumph if we stay in Christ Jesus. You walk out your house, you better be in Christ. But what's she kidding? Stand! And having done all, stand some more. Mama, give me another scripture.
Ephesians 6:10-20. Verily, my brethren,
go ahead now.
Be strong in the Lord.
Be strong in the Lord.
In the power of his might.
Stop there. The power of whose might?
His might.
No, the power of your might.
His might.
The power of your mama's might.
His might.
Your father's might.
His might.
Go ahead.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Put on
maybe able
of his armor.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Come on now.
That you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Who?
the wiles of the devil.
Come on now. Go ahead.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stop right there. The whole armor, y'all. Don't you dare leave your house without praising God and having an attitude of gratitude. And just have your whole armor on. And then you, sometimes you got to understand this. God will give you your armament so you can do the do. You can do the job. Because you got more power in you than the enemy, all the power of the enemy. So you said, pray, God, I help you in the battle. He said, well, look here, I gave you all this. Did you put your armor on? Go ahead, read some more.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the
devil. Some of the fiery darts.
All of the fiery
darts. Some of the fiery darts.
All.
Go ahead, read.
The fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He gonna give you, but when you put on your whole armor, you put on the garment of praise, you're gonna be able to step out, stand up, and according to God, and be bold as a lion, even the lion of the tribe of Judah. Do I have any more scriptures?
No, sir.
Oh, blessed be God. But who could command on not? Hallelujah, man. Blessed be God. Oh, I don't believe it. You don't believe it, do you? Well, I got some more scriptures. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, see, y'all got to stand up. It's time for y'all to call it what it is. You try to leave your house without standing up. You're going to crawl out the door. You got to stand up, y'all. You are ambassadors of Christ.
Amen.
You're somebody special. You're not, see, an ambassador is a high up in the hierarchy of a kingdom. And we're dealing with the kingdom of God here. And you're not just anybody. You are a co-worker in the kingdom, an ambassador in the kingdom. You represent the kingdom of God. You represent the kingdom of heaven in the earth. You represent the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven and the earth. You are an ambassador. People come to you to try to get a visa so they can, when it's time for them to visit, they can go visit heaven. They got to get a visa from you. That's why you're a minister of reconciliation, y'all. 2 Corinthians 5:18. You're a minister of reconciliation. But you got to stand up, y'all. You cannot sit on the back seat. Well, I'm right with you. Where you at? What's a co-worker? Let me ask you, Pastor Peter, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What's a co-pilot?
A person that's with the pilot.
Somebody with the pilot. Who is it? What's a co-owner?
Person that's with the owner.
Somebody who owns something with the owner. Co-owner. Yes, right. Hallelujah. I want you to know this. You ain't with me if you're not a co-worker. You don't have no job to do, are you? You're not. God's looking for co-workers in the kingdom.
Amen.
And if you ain't in the kingdom, how can you be a co-worker? First thing you got to do, you got to say, John 3:3, you must be born again. You want to get in the kingdom? You might want to be a co-worker in the kingdom? Get in the kingdom.
Amen.
What happens when you get in the kingdom? You go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're going to be a new creature. The alibis and all this stuff you've been using for 20 and 30 years and 40 years, you're going to stop using them because you're a new creature. You're a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're a new creation. You know what you are? A co-worker in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
A co-worker in the kingdom. God wants you to stand up. Well, I have trouble standing. Oh, that's why. They got rollators. They got, what else do you call those things?
Walkers.
And they got crutches. And they got some spiritual crutches, too. You lean on somebody else to stand, but stand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The preacher will help you stand. The teacher will help you stand. The apostle will help you stand. The evangelist will help you stand. The pastor will help you stand. But stand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Have your loins girded about with truth. Deal with truth. Don't be lying to yourself, because that's all you're doing. You ain't lying to God, because he knows the truth. And you ain't lying to the preacher, because he knows the truth, too.
Amen, amen.
You're lying to yourself, and you're thinking that's called foolishness. It's time for y'all to get rid of the foolishness and the presumption and to step out in faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You need to step out of faith. But you don't understand. My legs hurt. My knees hurt. Oh, my hip hurt. Oh, my arms hurt. You can have what you say. You know what I'd rather say? Oh, I am healed with his stripes. I can walk right. I can talk right. I can hear right. I can see right. Because everything you say out of your mouth is like a boomerang. It's going to come back to you, but it's going to come back multiplied.
Amen, amen.
Alibi all you want to. We can call you Alibi Al or Alibi Sal. Or we can call you a co-worker in the kingdom. You choose with you this day whom you gonna serve. I'm gonna serve my flesh. I'm gonna serve my feelings. I'm gonna serve my family. Us four and no more. Y'all got to listen. Folk will travel hundreds of miles for family. They won't travel 2 miles for the Lord. Something wrong with that picture, y'all. That's called foolishness or presumption. I'm on fire for the Lord when it's involved with me and my family. Us four and no more. Something wrong with that picture, y'all. And you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. God, the devil got you hoodwinked. He got you bamboozled. He's working a flim-flam on you. You can't even realize it. If it ain't in faith, it ain't pleasing God. I've said that. Yes, I did. If you're walking not in faith, it ain't pleasing God. I know you're saying, well, Brother Bear, how can you say that? Well, I just go to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. Without
it is impossible to please him.
God.
Amen.
You can't please God without faith. So if it ain't faith, you ain't pleasing God. I didn't say it. I did not write it. I came too late to change it. And y'all think y'all getting away with stuff. I'm doing what I feel like doing when I feel like doing. And I use an alibi if I don't feel like doing it. So I'll look good. You ain't looking good. You ain't looking good to me. You ain't looking good to God. You're displeasing him because you're not stepping out in faith. It's time for the real faith of God to stand up.
Hallelujah.
Stand up, y'all. Stop playing games. Stop being foolish or presumptuous. Stand up in faith. And when you stand up in faith, you know what God says? I'm going to give you a reward. What could that reward possibly be? It might be healing. Might be prosperity. Might be glory to God. Him opening up the windows and pouring out blessings as long as we went up to receive.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah.
People don't understand. Yes, Jesus took the curse out of the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he didn't take the blessings out of it. He gave you a new covenant.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, pay your tithes, but you're going to be blessed. I'm not going to curse you because you messed yourself up. Because you stopped all those blessings from coming. That's not a curse. That's just the consequence of your action or non-action. Hallelujah. Then you're going to blame it on the Lord. I remember a sister that was on social services, and she paid tithes on the little amount that she got from social services. And somebody that she knew was on social services said, well, God don't want you to pay tithes on your social services. What book, chapter, and verse?
Amen.
Book, chapter, and verse. I want you to give me the address of that one.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So the one that paid tithes and the one that didn't, the one that didn't always went to the one that did pay tithes to borrow money from. Now, that's a strange picture.
Thank you, Jesus.
You better pay your tithes, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not to avoid a curse, but so you can open up the windows of heaven. Because, see, that's the key to that window latch. There's a latch on windows. Windows that we know, don't they have a latch on them?
Mm-hmm.
Pay your tithes and your offering. Say, well, I don't get enough. I don't care if you're getting $5.
Amen.
What's the tithes on $5?
50 cents.
50 cents. Pay the 50 cents.
That's right.
Say, well, I want to do something else other than pay. I'd rather do what God said do than to do what your understanding. Because what is that? Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not to your own understanding.
Amen.
My understanding. I used to think, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Cause I have to retract around some things I said out of my own mouth. I had to repent and retract. Because many years ago.
Power on.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say this and I'm going to quit. A sister told me in another table, I remember, she said, well, I slipped my tithes. I took, because I had a relative that needed some money, so I took part of my tithes and I gave that to her, and then I gave the other that wasn't tithes. You done changed your tithes into that what that you gave her was alms.
Mm-hmm.
Alms you get, as far as the money, you get back what you gave. So that hallelujah, glory to God. And that which you saw, that wasn't tithe. You didn't pay your tithes on that day.
Mm.
But you called it that. You can go into a garage and take a horn and a steering wheel and call yourself a car, but that don't make you a car, does it?
Yeah.
You can go in a barn and take a saddle and take a bridle, but that don't make, glory to God, that don't make you a horse.
Amen.
You can call it anyway, but see, I stand on the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And that's basic information before leaving earth. That's the Bible, some people say. That's the Bible. Glory to God. I stand on the word of God. You want to argue with me? Don't argue with me. I didn't write it. You go to the word of God.
Amen.
Stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How to, hallelujah, develop a culture of excellence. Hallelujah. Those five, okay, those five steps. Wake up, stand up, show up, step up, and think up. We thank God for the message today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Co-worker in the kingdom. Part two. Part three will be the next time. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
1:24-25. And everybody said,
amen.
Pastor Peters.
Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah. That number is 720-527-5952. Hallelujah. And access code 1034545. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Power on. Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.